Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are living in an economic world which is plagued with the parasite of interest. We know that most economies in this world, including the economies of most Muslim countries, they are based on interest. And as a result, we find that this parasite of interest is found almost everywhere. It is very hard to protect oneself from it. Now, there are a number of questions which as a result have arisen in today's economies and which, of course, bother a Muslim, because we know as Muslims that interest is absolutely prohibited and one cannot consume interest at any costs. Now, the issue is that, which is often arisen or often raised, is that is the job of a bank, if a person is given employment as a bank, is that Islamically allowed? Is it legally allowed by Islam for if a person serves in a bank? Now, the general fatwa, the general verdict in this case is that the job of a bank is prohibited, is absolutely haram, as people would say, as our ulama would say. Now, this needs to be threshed out a little more. When we say that that a bank job is absolutely prohibited or haram, then it needs to be realized that it is haram primarily for the owners of the bank, people who hold the shares of the bank. They would be earning interest directly and pocketing it. So therefore, it is absolutely haram for them and it cannot be allowed. However, as far as the staff of a bank is concerned, because we know that a bank is run on a number of people and there are various people who are responsible of running a bank. So therefore, these people, they can be called people who are actually cooperating in an evil. However, cooperation in evil is something which cannot be called as haram in the technical sense. Of course, it is something which is very undesirable. And again, it also depends on the circumstances of a person. He would be advised not to do such a thing. But of course, if he has no option, he's left with no option, then of course, there could be a ground for it. So therefore, it needs to be realized that as far as the owners of a bank are concerned, they are doing something which is absolutely prohibited. Because they are pocketing interest money. However, as far as the staff of the bank is concerned, most of the staff, you could say, they would be cooperating with the business of the bank, and therefore they would be furthering the cause of an evil. And on this basis, they should not do it, and it is an undesirable thing. And even more, we can even understand that there are certain other services, the ancillary services of a bank, in which a person may not be cooperating at all. For example, if he is deputed in the department which collects bills, service bills, for example, or he makes foreign remittances. So we know that banks have a number of other functions also which are not directly involved with interest. So one can say that in these areas, there is no cooperation at all with evil at all. So therefore, we can say that as far as the staff of a bank is concerned or bank employment is concerned, it is something which is quite undesirable. A person should look for something else. However, it is not haram. And also, there may be positions in a bank in which a person can be judged to make no cooperation at all, and he would be doing something which cannot be termed as cooperation with evil. So therefore, we have to view this bank employment or bank job in its total perspective. It is haram absolutely for the owners, because they are taking home interest money which is accrued. As far as the employment, people who are employed in the bank are concerned, they are not directly involved with earning interest. All they are doing is that they are cooperating with the system with something which is evil in itself. And this cooperation, as I said, is something very undesirable, and a person should try to look for other options. However, there could be grounds in which he has no other option and he is forced to do such a thing. So therefore, we have to view this bank job or bank employment in this total scenario. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات